Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 106 for Saturday, May 23, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And I am your co-host, Douglas Bell.
I'm Michael Cottingham.
Once again, and David is still missing in action. He's online, but he's not responding. But we are excited to welcome back one of our frequent guests, who actually has been a few months. Paul Sawyer is joining us.
Hi, Douglas.
Hi, Paul. He's now on the support team for some reason. Is there any particular reason why you've betrayed the mod team?
No. It's a pretty easy reason. I was starting a long time ago with support at phpbb.nl, and that's a thing I still mostly love to do. So that's the reason I switched.
So you didn't get tired of like modding or anything like that?
No, that's not really. But support is just the thing I love to do, and it's not that modding. I don't like modding, but it's something that was second always, and now it was time to do something else again, and that was support.
Okay, so how's it been on the support team?
It's a lot of different. With mod team, I was responsible for a lot of things, and now it's just that I need to give support again, and that's it currently. So that's a lot less responsibilities from my side, and that's not wrong.
Is that
not
a good thing, or do you miss those responsibilities?
Yeah, I don't care that much, but.
Michael has plenty of experience of what you have in store on the support team.
Yeah.
Does he get to do anything else besides support?
Currently not.
Or do we not, Michael, get to find that out?
It depends on what they have him doing. If it's just support, then you don't really have anything but support. But the support team does have several projects, at least when I was there.
We talked about that support toolkit a few weeks ago.
Yeah, things like that.
So maybe Paul will get you working on that. Who knows?
Currently, I'm not working on anything. So.
Well, you're the newbie.
Yes. Again.
Does it mean you have any kind of slapping authority, or are you kept?
No, I still have all slapping authority.
So. Nothing will take that away from you.
No, probably not. So it's all new for me again. So that's
cool.
And seeing myself in orange is still the it.
Yes, I was looking actually just at the Armada of the Week, which I'll say at the end of the show, you approved, and it hits here, it has the orange support team right next to it. It's like, whoa,
yes.
Weird.
Yes, and I surprised a lot of team also with my team switch. So that was also a good thing to see.
There goes your computer again.
Yes, I see.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us today. I'm sure we'll have some interesting discussions of what we have to talk about today, and who knows if David will join us, but we should get a theme song now or something like, you know, some kind of David PHP BB Weekly return countdown or something like that. How many days has it been since David last showed up on PHP BB Weekly?
I'm not sure, but maybe I'm. Or my last joining was less time ago was David's last joining.
That's about right. The last time you were here, I believe, was on an episode when David took over because I wasn't here. Something like that, and it was end of January you were on.
Yes.
David took over then, and he left about a month later. So, anywho, we do have a show to go today, so let's get through the housekeeping. If you'd like to join us on this live show recorded every Saturday at noon Eastern Time, please call us at 724-444-7444. Call ID number 12418. We can share your opinions, but we would talk about, speculate on what David is doing, all that wonderful stuff. Or you can also join us in our chat room at talkshoe.com. We have a pretty good-sized chat room there today, which is very exciting. And, of course, it's great conversations that take place. Also, we have our IRC channel. I do keep an eye on PHP BB Weekly on freenode.net. As well as you can also stream the show live via our website, phpbbweekly.net. So it seems every single time we do a show, hasn't been weekly recently because, you know, busy stuff. Hopefully we'll be getting back to our weekly schedule. But every single time we do a show, we have new things from the mod team to talk about. And this time, it came out a little over a week ago that the first release candidate of AutoMod was released, which means that AutoMod has now beaten out EasyMod, and that EasyMod never made it out of beta. So it was still it was pretty stable throughout the way. So, yeah, and I'm sure that, Paul, you probably have the most experience with AutoMod being formerly from the mod team.
I need to say, I never used really AutoMod.
Really?
No. I used it a few times, but not really much, because you had internally a few people were testing mods, and the other people were not testing mods, so didn't need to use AutoMod.
So you didn't do any mod validation recently?
That also, but I also didn't test any mods, really.
Yeah.
So mostly the testing was done by Josh, and currently the junior validation team's task is to test the mods. So no, I didn't have any of really large experience with AutoMod.
Well, I have a couple of new things here for this release candidate. They now back up all the files before editing them. Which is good. I believe if I understand correctly, that means like if the installation fails, it's possible now to restore the backups that it automatically creates now. And there's a more stern warning prompt when using force install button. Again, I can guess that force install is like if there's issues with the installation somewhere along the line, you can tell it to force an installation anyway. Even though there's problems, I guess that's my best guess, not having used it myself. I really ought to download and install a copy of PHP BB3 again just to see what I'm missing.
Yeah.
I haven't actually used it for a couple of months now.
That's probably a good idea.
Definitely not since sometime in 2008 was the last time I actually opened it up, because I haven't had a reason to use it. So then again, I'm co-host of a show about it, so probably should do that. Overall, with it at a release candidate, it looks like it's very close to going to a full final version 1.0.0 fairly soon, I would think, within the next few months, which is very good considering this ModX structure that came out about 2 years ago now, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago. It's finally going to be possible for people to be able to do it without having to sort through XML or via style sheet in a web browser, things like that, which will make installing these mods really easy, especially if it really seems like this that the PHP BB3's auto mod is a lot more nicely integrated than EasyMod was, and less prone to problems with mod installation. So I'm excited.
Something interesting tool.
XP Reaction in the chat room says you should not try the uninstaller with AutoMod yet. How come? Paul, you're playing games?
Sometimes.
XP Reaction said he tried the uninstaller yesterday and it copied the files to the admin directory instead of to the root directory. Well, okay. So, and overwrote the admin index.php. Ouch. That stinks. Okay, so notes that you did submit that as a bug, I presume. Extraction, I hope you submitted that as a bug.
I think it's last reported this week.
Yeah. So there's it's not stable yet, but the release candidate is at least a little bit more stable than the betas. Which I can imagine how difficult it must be to use. To use the uninstaller. I mean, EasyMod didn't even have an uninstaller in there. You know, you installed it. It was a one-way process.
EasyMod had some functions, but it wasn't working, I think.
Yeah, Paul, you're trying to get to 100 posts a day average.
Yes.
How many do you have? What's your average right now?
I have it. Currently, from my profile, 5 posts a day.
Only 5 but posts a day?
If I look at the last 1.5 weeks, it was around 100 posts a day.
So yeah, but if you're only at 5 posts a day, you're going to really have to catch up.
Yes.
That'll be like thousands of posts a day to catch up to that level.
When I left the mod team, I had 7,800 posts, and currently nearly 9,500.
Wow.
And that's 1.5 week ago or something.
Well, that's what happens when you're answering support questions. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. If Daly was here, he would talk about Automod to the high heavens, but he's not here, so that's pretty much what we have to say about it.
I don't think David knows a lot about Automod, but
he definitely knows a lot about UMIL. And there's not a lot we can say about it.
Other yes, that's true.
What he's told us. So.
I don't want to know anything. I didn't want to know anything about it when I was at the team, so I don't know about it now. Anything.
Well, that's why you listen to PHP BB Weekly.
It was a long time ago that I didn't listen again.
That's true.
I don't have the time to listen already.
Well, it's been a long time since we had David to explain all that stuff.
I think the last time that I listened was the last time that I was at the show, so.
Let's get to a topic Michael probably knows quite a bit about. Okay. Michael, you just sent me a link from about an old blog post. What's that about?
Well, I can't tell you what's been going on in private. It was recently up.
Why did you send it to me?
Well, I can't tell you the reason behind it per se, but as the notice on that blog entry states, it was updated because some websites have said that this blog post describes a vulnerability in PHP B3. Well, it certainly does not. If you actually read the blog post, it actually talks about the vulnerabilities that are possible in third-party mods.
I recall this. This is, just for context, this is from February 12th. It was a blog post on the phpbb.com blog that Terrafrost of the mod team posted, a tutorial on injection vulnerability prevention. And I remember we talked about this pretty closely on this show for whatever reason. I'll have to look at that. But I can recall talking about this. So, but there's now a big red thing there saying that websites have claimed this article discloses injection vulnerabilities in PHPBB.
Yeah. A couple of websites have said that it talks about an exploit and vulnerability in PHP B3, but they actually haven't read the article because it doesn't. It actually talks about things that you need to do to stop it from happening in code that you write.
Yeah. By the way, Michael, I'm hearing a little bit of a thumping sound from you.
And to say actually why the article was posted, it was done to instruct the junior validators on security.
Yeah. I know. And a lot of this stuff was things that had been back in the PHPBB 2 days, pretty much the same stuff there, although it was kind of separated out among multiple articles. So having it in this one place is nice.
And So it was just done to instruct people, and then mostly in that moment, and it was posted internally first only, to instruct the junior validators to help them validating the mods. And after that, it was published to for the mod authors also, and not it was not a security issue in PHPV itself.
Mm-hmm. I love how you and I love how it uses Vic Delphont as the example. Poor Vic. That's an internal thing. Yes. So is that pretty much what you wanted to tell me about, Michael?
Yeah, yeah. It just came up, and I wanted to point it out before we go on to our next topic. It was updated, and people need to read the article.
Okay. So the. Well, we're going to talk about there, just last night. This is probably something that Michael would know something about, I'd hope. Whoops, the right leg here. Just last night was posted a blog post about a new Trojans that have gone out and have over the past few months, few weeks have been infecting websites by infecting a computer. Identifying or trying to identify your FTP credentials and then connecting to your website, usually PHP sites, and then infecting the site, modifying files on there. So, Michael, what do you know about this?
All right, so as per the blog post, it's called Gumblar. I just found out about it myself, pretty much all it does is infects a client machine through whatever means, and then it goes through and tries to pick up stored FTP credentials through FileZilla and a couple other FTP clients. And then when you go to upload files to your website, be it corporate or personal or whatever, it injects code onto those files when you upload them so that you have XSS now on the site, and it gives you nasty stuff on the site. So this means that it is a two-pronged type thing. You have the client side on the FTP administrator side, and then you have the client side on people visiting the website. So it's kind of nasty.
And when people visit your infected website, does that then give them the Trojan? Or?
It gives them a couple of things. It gives them a Trojan.
Uh-huh.
And let me see if I can pull up here. And it will... hang on. I'm just reading something here. That's hopefully...
Hey. Now, basically, what it does is it reads the password from the FTP connection, then makes the FTP connection from a different from several countries, and changes the files, mostly index.something, with coded that tries at your site, after that installs the Trojan again. And the Trojan also modifies in Internet Explorer the Google results.
Oh, of course, it would be Internet Explorer.
Yeah, not only Internet Explorer in the first version.
You're cutting up again, Paul. Say that sentence one more time.
It's also in Safari, but. Safari did give a warning and they removed the password. Safari.
Oh, okay.
Now, according to what I'm reading here, it doesn't affect just the index pages. It affects any files that can't. It says it injects. It even injects itself into .js files.
Oh, wow.
And then it. Has if it infects a PHP file, it injects some PHP code to execute. If it infects a JS file, it injects JavaScript to execute.
So this doesn't really matter what how secure the code of the PHP thing is. It could just be any PHP file, which means that PHP BB or any other PHP application is susceptible?
Yeah. I mean, it isn't attacking a vulnerability in the software that you are using on your website. It's attacking a vulnerability on the client-side machine and the FTP software that you're using.
Yeah. Excuse me. And I know that it was mentioned in here, but this particularly is for FTP clients that store their passwords in plain text as opposed to encrypting them, like FileZilla. Why would FTP clients store passwords in plain text?
I don't know, but it doesn't really matter that much in the because that FTP is plain text anyway when it goes over the wire.
Uh-huh.
So when you sit there and you have something on your machine, it doesn't matter if the password's encrypted in the config file. It'll sniff the traffic on your machine and see the FTP password anyway.
Oh, so it'll just sit there and wait for you to connect through FTP, and then it will hijack that.
Well, I don't know if this will, but it can, because FTP is plain text.
Ah.
So I'm just saying that the plain text in the config files for FileZilla and so on don't really matter, because a Trojan could sit there and sniff the traffic anyway.
Yeah, though this says that when it searches for your FTP credentials and then uses that to modify the file, as opposed to sitting there and sniffing it when you connect.
Right. But another Trojan could use sniffing instead of searching for your credentials.
And so I presume that secure FTP doesn't have the issue of that plain text over the wire type of thing?
No, it does not. It's all encrypted.
So how come more people don't use SFTP? Or more servers, things like that?
That's a good question.
I've had no encounters with SFTP across multiple web hosts that I've utilized.
Yeah, part of it is... excuse me, I got to sneeze here.
That makes two.
trying to sneeze in your ear here.
Yeah.
So, part of it is because FTP is a lot easier to set up and run virtual accounts on.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that you can have thousands of people on a server.
Yeah.
And you can set up these accounts with them no problem.
Yes.
But SFTP relies on real accounts on the server. You actually have to have a login for SSH.
Uh-huh.
And not all web hosts want to give their clients access to SSH. Now, there's things you can do to disable SSH and still has SFTP, but that's another story. But anyway, it relies on real accounts on the server. Yeah. Not all web hosts want to do that. So they give them a virtual FTP account and say go. So that's probably part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, not everybody is familiar with SFTP. Everybody's familiar with FTP, and there's even little Java applets that you can use for FTP and different things like that. Whereas SFTP, because encrypted, it's a little harder to write things for it, even though people have.
Yeah. I know my FTP client also would work with secure FTP, but probably requires a little bit more optimized code for that, I can imagine. But boy, I mean, with it seems to me like it might be beneficial for someone to figure out how to make secure FTP a little more mainstream if Trojans like these are actually taking advantage of FTP credentials to hack websites through the back door.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to get SFTP into clients. Because of certain RFCs for SFTP. There isn't actually an RFC for it, as I learned the hard way.
Uh-huh.
The other day.
Oh, great. How was that?
I'm working on a pure PHP SFTP library thing.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's a SSH library, and then working on adding SFTP support to it.
Uh-huh.
So that's fun.
Wow. that sounds... Well, I guess hopefully it'll come in the future. We can figure that out. For dealing with... First of all, I presume these Trojans are Windows issues? At least I would hope, anyway.
Yeah. As far as I know, they're only Windows.
Yeah, I know that certainly from my experience, most Mac FTP clients would store passwords in the OS X keychain, which is pretty secure. You know, and that's just a nice thing of having a Mac. But what can people do to try to protect themselves from these kinds of attacks?
Part of the problem is that, at least from what I've seen and read, people aren't sure how the Trojan's getting on the machine in the first place. So if it's using a zero day, there isn't a patch for it. If it's using something that came out in 2007, well, people need a patch.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, from what I've seen anyway, people aren't sure how it's getting there in the first place.
So I presume people are looking to figure that out?
Yeah.
I have seen a few references to Adobe Flash and Adobe Reader, where it's about a problem in there, but not everyone is still sure about what one, or if it's maybe something else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like PHPBB itself. Just keep your software up to date and make sure you always install the latest updates. That's very important.
For antivirus, yeah.
Antivirus, but also Windows updates, Flash, everything at your PC need to be updated.
Definitely. And if they've been attacked, what can they do then? If they've gotten the Trojan, if it's attacked their website.
Hire me.
Well, go ahead, Michael.
I need a job, so if they've been attacked, hire me.
Hey, Douglas, didn't we have the same rules as at PHP.com?
No fair. What they need to do is Michael, they need to go back. Yeah. They need to go back and make sure that people who have visited the website know that they've been potentially infected.
Uh-huh.
And then take the website down while they clean it and restore backups and so on.
Yes. So keep your website backed up. Even if you haven't been exploited, keep your website backed up just in case.
Yeah.
Particularly if you have other people who have FTP access, then even if you're like using a Mac or something, you know, you won't have to worry about it. Make a backup because, you know, who knows what someone else is doing.
Yes. I actually helped someone on another website the other day where it looked like Gumbler. It had the same code as Gumbler, but they said that the web host said that the entire server was attacked and compromised.
Oh, wow.
So it could very well be that it isn't you. It is another site on your server or something like that.
Wow.
And if you are attacked, don't go clean the files, but just restore a backup. If you don't, and just don't go clean it, but restore it. Else you'll stay busy because it modifies a lot of files, and if you don't check it correctly, you can always forget a file. You might just be attacked again in the same way.
Yeah.
So just restore a backup.
Yes.
Sorry about that, but my phone. I'm actually gonna go back. I'm actually backing up my site right now, thanks to this discussion. Where the heck is the backups? There we go. Need to remember where CPAM is. So you say that they're still trying to figure out how these two. It seems to me that from what I've read that the Gumbler one is the original and the Marta's one is sort of an evolution.
It's a second version or something. It's a bit modified with changes to the code for. So something doesn't run in Safari and chooses a different domain, I believe. And the rest is all the same.
Okay. Yeah. This is... Boy, internet is full of scary stuff, isn't it? Without a doubt.
Yes.
So, Anyway, so I guess that's to keep an eye on. I get the feeling that this is not a that the fact that this is in the phpbb.com blog and not on in, like in the main announcements forum means it's not like super critical for phpbb to be aware of.
It's not caused by phpbb. I'm not sure why it's not posted in the announcement form, but I think that's one of the reasons that it's not posted in the announcement form.
It's not caused by PHPBB, yeah.
Yes, and it's just a general form, just to a normal HTML site without any PHP can be hacked as well. So I think, but that's just guessing from my side, that that's the reason it's posted at the blog and not at the... at the announcement forum.
Yeah, obviously more people read the announcements, but it's nice to know that I'm glad that they're mentioning it and bringing it up because just get more awareness of it out there. I wouldn't have known about it had they not put it on the blog. Plus, it gives us something to talk about, so I'm very happy about that for them, posting that last night. So there's the moral of the story. Keep everything up to date, your PHPBB, your backups, your copy of Windows or Mac, your antivirus, the stuff, if you use them, hopefully you do. That's good morals to take with you. All right. Unless there's anything else super impressing that you want to talk about, then I guess we'll go on to our mod and style of the week. The mod of the week is actually by the mod team's fearless leader, Evil Heart.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I posted a link in the chat to a website called Unmask Parasites, and it scans your website to make sure that you don't have any JavaScript injections that you don't know about.
Mm. Only JavaScript injections, not PHP?
Let me go back here. I think it's just JavaScript.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I think it's just JavaScript. But it's better than nothing.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a note of that for the show notes. The mod of the week is called Posting Template. This might be something... I know that phpbb.com, they say no mods. They try to run as clean of a version of phpbb as they possibly can. All that wonderful stuff. I insist that this might be something that the support team might want to use if they're really trying to push their support request template. This mod called Posting Template by Evil Heart, and what it does is it lets you set a default posting template on a per-forum basis. Essentially what this is, it's predefined text, and if a user starts a new topic in that forum, then your predefined text is sort of automatically put into the posting body, or the body of the post, and so it's already there, and then the user can go and do what they want, write it, and fill in the areas, or delete it completely if they don't like it, I guess. But for the support team forum and other places where the mod forum where they're doing the mods and development, all these places they want to have like a certain template for people to follow, I think this would be a good thing to have. And of course, he's no stranger who wrote it. So if you have a forum like that anyway, you could probably, where you like to have people fill out new topics in a certain template layout, so to speak, then this would be a good mod for you to download and install. Any other comments?
I'm just reading through it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. And again, this was the mod that Paul, support team member, validated and released. And then right afterwards, I see Evil Heart with the purple mod team leader say, "We." And I'm like, shouldn't that be switched? Shouldn't the purple one be validating it and the support team person be saying, "We"?
maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it should be a different color. So you have first purple from the mod robot, then orange, and then something else.
Oh, mod robot, what's that matter? I don't care about no stinking robot.
your robots are good. It's
speaking of which, otherwise,
everyone should have our own robots.
Yeah. So, well, Paul, you has 5.81 posts per day. You have some catching up to do. Big time. You need to do like thousands of posts a day for the next few weeks in order to catch up. So I wish you luck. Anyway, that's the mod of the week. Style of the week. This was kind of cool. The one that I found here. It's called Pro Space. It's by Space Ace. And this is it's a very dark theme. It has a lot of use of dark red against black, or red radiating, whatever. Someone called the grammar police. It's a black, red and black. So, and I've always thought that red and black is kind of cool looking. Definitely having the red against the black background kind of gives it a glowing feel. Plus, you know, I like red. I've always liked red against black. It's kind of a cool color. So, beyond that, it has for icons kind of like a web thing. I guess it's kind of like a shield, something like that. Boy, for the redirect links, he used like different skulls. So this is kind of weird. Kind of like a little bit of like a Halloween theme, or a similar theme, I can guess, or definitely kind of a dark theme. But it's really kind of cool. It's obviously based on Pro Silver. But, you know, he did quite a bit of work on it. And so I really think it's a nice little theme to have if you're into sort of the darker sort of layout. So, Pro Space by Space Ace. I love the rhyming there. It is the style of the week. And meanwhile, the chat room's debating, why is it named Pro Space? There's nothing spacey about it, but it's by Space Ace, blah, whatever. Nice to know what you have, our chat room, to keep us honest. So, moving, that's pretty much it for this shorter episode of PHP BB Weekly. David did not show up, so we'll just have to continue our continuous quest next week. But a big thanks to Paul for joining us, letting us interrogate him about his move to the support team.
Never thought I'd do that.
I guess Paul didn't know the power of the dark side. or maybe you could say he's moved back to the light side of the force.
You don't know what the dark side is.
I definitely don't.
You don't.
I think I got cut off again, Paul.
Dark side has cookies.
Dark side has cookies. What kind of cookies? Chocolate chip?
Oh, yeah, raisin.
Raisin. Oh, I hate raisin cookies. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links of everything we talked about on this show, plus all of our past episodes. Also, our forum at StarTrekGuide.com for continuing discussion about things on the show. Our next episode will be next Saturday, May 30th, same time, same station, episode number 107. This should be an interesting episode next week, and here's why. Just to do a little bit of a self-promotion, and I'm a little, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit sad, a little excited, a little everything about this. This upcoming Friday is my high school graduation. I'm graduating. I'm not going to cry. And so Friday night through like 4 a.m. Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Saturday morning, is our sort of a grad night thing where they put us on this boat, like a boat dance dinner type thing on San Francisco Bay. And that go to like 3 a.m. in the morning. So I am still planning to try to show up to PHP BB Weekly after having probably about four and a half hours of sleep.
Ask David to do it.
I'm still going to try to be here. I'm going to try to beg David to come on and, you know, maybe run the show. And I'll just be here. I'll be like Mr. Sleepy.
I don't know.
I'll be on here super tired. Maybe, Michael, you can come and help save me. So it's sure to be an interesting episode next week, as I'm completely asleep from having been in a loud dance boat floor. If I don't have seasickness, or bay sickness, as it were. So that'll be next week's episode, number 107. And boy, this is exciting. The chat room's exciting. Okay, so anyway, join us next week for that interesting calamity of an episode. And thanks for listening to this episode. I am Douglas Bell. And Paul is Paul, as he will always be. And remember that and remember that a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it.
You're it.
See you for a sleepy episode next week. Bye, everybody.